a couple of years ago, as I was meditating and praying over these readings, I was struck with the Holy Spirit, and I decided to write a letter to each of you in the person of Jesus. And so I'd like to read that letter again this morning. My friends, thank you for coming and celebrating my birthday today. I, like you, enjoy celebrating, and what we celebrate today is cause for much celebration, because 2,000 years ago when I was born, people first began to realize that they were no longer in darkness, but that the light was attainable again. People began to realize that I had opened a way back for them into the garden of paradise. As my beloved friend and disciple wrote in his letter this morning, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Although this is cause for much celebration, I want to write to you about something. I am human, like you, and so I recognize that for a lot of you, Christmas is also a time of pain. Many of you have been blessed growing up with wonderful Christmas memories. Let's pause there and just smile, thinking about how those celebrations of the past and how wonderful they were. Know that in those past celebrations, I was there with you in the midst of your celebrations, and your joy brought great joy to me. But on this side of heaven, as we know, things can change. A lot of you are sitting here at Mass this morning with a sadness, because if it were up to you, a certain person or group of people would still be with you this morning. Through the years, this congregation has lost brothers and sisters, husbands, wives, sons, and daughters. Some of you are sad this morning because you are separated from those who are still living but are not able to make it home for Christmas. Either way, whatever the cause of the separation, there is no pain like the separation of people who love each other. I want to say to you this morning that I walk with you in your sorrow. I would not say to you, move on or forget or time heals all wounds. I made you and I love you, and like Job's friends, I sit with you in the midst of your sadness. I've heard the expression, I'm just trying to make it through Christmas. For many of you, Christmas is a more intense reminder of who is not here. Precisely because past Christmases with loved ones and family were so joyous and so awesome, Christmas becomes not a time for celebration, but a time for being confronted by the grief and depression brought on by recalling the ghosts of Christmases past. As I said earlier, I would not tell you to stop being sad because I share your sadness. I made you from before time began. I am not a distant God who rules and commands from afar. I made you because I love you. And I am a human person too. You may recall my reaction when I received word that my good friend Lazarus had died. As my friend, the Apostle John, wrote, I wept. I would like to issue an invitation to you. I want to also invite you into the joy of this Christmas. I was with you in the past, but I am with you right now in this moment too, and in this Mass. The first Christmas turned on a water faucet of grace that is impossible to shut off. The water flows now continuously, and that water is my presence among you. I am flowing forth within all those who love me, bubbling up like a living stream overflowing, and so I am constantly being born and coming forth in this moment and in new ways. I loved you then, I love you now, and I will love you for all time. So let heaven and nature sing, let heaven and nature sing, because the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Love, your friend, Jesus.